Welcome, 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 everyone, ladies and gentlemen, and everyone in between. This is Tony's Political Ramblings, episode 28. Can you believe that? I've made 28 of these podcasts now. It's way more than I had thought. But today I wanted to get into the new mask guidance from the Centers for Disease Control here in the United States. And if you all remember, sometime back in May, I want to say, the CDC basically came out and said, if you're vaccinated, you don't need a mask in most situations. And now as this the Delta variant is spreading across the United States and becoming the more dominant strain of COVID-19, it seems that the CDC has cause to encourage people to wear masks even if they are vaccinated. And so what I think this is more primarily about, I could be wrong, I'm no medical expert here, but I do believe that this is more of an attempt to slow transmission around and getting it and keeping it out of the lung, keeping COVID out of the lungs of unvaccinated people, because the vaccines, particularly Pfizer and Moderna, look still very effective against this Delta variant. And I think this is more for the unvaccinated than it is the vaccinated people. I believe the only reason why even vaccinated people are being encouraged to wear masks in quote in areas of substantial or high transmission, I think the only reason that vaccinated people are having to wear masks now is because they don't. I think the CDC wants to stop the spread to unvaccinated people, or at least slow the spread towards unvaccinated people. So if you look at who is dying from COVID-19 at this point, if you break it down at a percentage, right, out of every 100 people, 99.5 of them are unvaccinated. So these vaccines are working. They're preventing hospitalizations, they're preventing deaths, and they're saving lives all over the country and all over the world, quite frankly. This is not something that is really up for debate. when you have a situation where 99.5% of deaths are coming from people who are not vaccinated, that's a pretty strong reason to say that these vaccines work. So in terms of this being a political move, it's not a particularly good one, I'll give you that. But if you take a step back and think about this in a situation that the CDC is a nonpartisan medical organization in the United States government, it is not a political entity. So therefore, their actions are not to be made, and their decisions and recommendations are not to be made with a political compass and strategy in mind. So that's the reassuring piece of this here. If we look back at the Trump administration, the CDC was often used and was often ignored and made a political tool of the Trump administration. And even as we're finding out now, the FBI, for example, was given thousands of tips about the now Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh about various things that he was up to. But again, the FBI ignored them because they became a partisan political organization under the Trump administration. So while this is not a particularly good move in terms of how Biden comes off, this does make him look a little indecisive. It makes the administration look, you know, a little unsure of what they're doing. But that's not the point, fundamentally. Fundamentally, the piece of this is that the CDC has its independent status from the White House. The White House is in one room, the CDC is in the other, and the White House will back what the CDC is saying because that's their job. And it doesn't matter the political ramifications of that because the CDC is not concerned with politics. The CDC is not concerned with getting reelected in 4 years. They're not concerned with public opinion. They're concerned with making decisions and recommendations that are for the best interest of all Americans. And that's why this mask mandate, not mandate, these mask recommendations are back. Will I think this will be effective? I mean, maybe. Maybe in some areas. I would say wealthier suburbs, perhaps, where you have still a decent chunk of people who are, and even cities, who are unvaccinated. That'll probably stop the spread over there. But if you look in rural parts of the United States, I mean, people who are unvaccinated in larger numbers are not going to be wearing masks either. So I don't know how effective this national recommendation is going to be. And again, as a political move, but it's not very effective. But my point is, it's not a political move. That's the whole gist here. This is not a political move. The government is operating in the best interest of the American people. And that's fundamentally what a government should be. That's why we have it. It's not here to make money. It's not here to keep power indefinitely. It's to act in the best interest of the American people. And this is nice to see again. And so I wanted to wrap this episode up by encouraging people to go get vaccinated if you haven't already. It's, as I've said, out of all of the COVID deaths in the United States, 99.5% are coming from unvaccinated people. These vaccines work. They're effective. They keep you from developing a severe case of COVID-19. They keep you from spreading COVID-19 if you come into contact with it. You know, they lower your chance of getting severely ill from COVID. They lower your chance of spreading COVID. They lower your chance of getting even moderately ill from COVID. You know, these vaccines, they work to keep you and your family safe. And, you know, I read this piece from a doctor in Alabama, and she said one of the hardest things she's going through is recently a lot of younger people are getting this Delta variant and getting sick with this Delta variant who are unvaccinated, and they're dying from it. And when they're, you know, deep in the hospital, in their hospital stays and on their deathbeds, they end up begging this doctor, please give me this vaccine. And she has nothing to say to them, except it's too late. It won't help you now. So think of that next time you're walking by and you see a sign to get a vaccine, or you see an advertisement for a vaccine, or you hear about your friends getting vaccinated. Do you really want to be lying there with a tube down your throat, begging for a vaccine that you could have gotten a month ago?